Yitzchak of Yisrael, day 6, an excerpt from Ayakiel 2 and 3. Pasuk of Yitzchak, open of Yitzchak's discourse, Abasre, after him, after the previous rabbis, had a lesson of one and he said, Ayakiel Moshe has called Adas in Yisrael, and Moshe gathered all the congregation of the children of Israel. Am I Kanishlan? Why did he gather them? Begin the Mimsalon Shabbos Kumil Kabin, in order to give them Shabbos as at first, to reiterate to them the importance of Shabbos and reconnect them with his Kedusha. Dabak HaMesa, behold the first Adlo of the Bnei Yisrael Yis Egla, before the children of Israel made the calf, referring to the sin of the golden calf. Mosalam the Shabbos, he had given them the Shabbos. But this sin caused a defect in their connection, in their line of the Shabbos, so therefore it had to be renewed. Do'ihu, and this is the Lo Natoru Inun Erevav, that it wasn't guarded by those mixed multitude who came out with them, all the people of the other nations that came out with them from Egypt, caused them to fall into the sin of the golden calf, and also disconnected them with Shabbos. How did this come about? Keeping the Shemu Beni Beni Israel, once they heard when Shabbos given, Hashem said between me and between the children of Israel, Amru, they said, Ranan Mila Da Ismana Minan, and us, this issue was withheld from us. Miyad, immediately, Vayikahelo Amal Aaron, the people gathered upon Aaron, they asked him, we need an idol, we need an intermediary, because Moshe is not here. So you see, because they weren't included in the special level of Shabbos, they wanted an intermediary. You know, Shabbos, it shines the infinite light of Hashem, we're all raised up to Atzilus, where the divine unity shines without an intermediary whatsoever. And that's only for those that chosen people of Hashem get up to there, have this direct relationship with Him. The mixed multitude, that they were still in the process of trying to get to this level, but they weren't there yet. So they weren't included in this high level, but their test was that even in the place where they were, drawing from the Kedusha of Hashem that's drawn in the lower worlds, that be at Seir and Asiya, of there also, they have to have some relative category relating to Hashem directly, praying to Him directly and serving Him directly, and certainly not to an idol. But since they didn't have the highest direct connection, they didn't accept the lower level of direct connection, and they went off completely. It's Mashku, Sagi, and Abbasrat, many were drawn after them. The Basar, Demisu, in Demisu. After died, those that died, means that those worshipped it. The golden calf were punished and departed. So after that, Kodesh Moshe of Bnei Israel, Bukhudayu, Moshe gathered the children of Israel alone. Yahav Lon Shabbos Kim Kadmin, and he gave them Shabbos as at first, reconnected them. And we'll see that it's written, Sheshes Mim Teyasam, Alacha, 6 days you should do work, and the seventh day you should rest. So he gathered them, meaning he gathered them from amidst the negative energy of having worshipped the golden calf, the intermediary, which took them out of the direct connection of Shabbos, and he reconnected them with Shabbos. So that's the idea. In Shabbos, a person is freed from doing work. It's a day of just introspection, going inside, connecting to Hashem from the deepest levels of the soul and the highest places, seeing that all is the direct, raw, absolute unity, absolute infinity, the Ein Sof, included in Hashem's being. So then he says that when he does this, what does he tell us about the Shabbos? Lo tevaru ish, do not kindle a fire, b'chol moshvaseichem, in all of your dwellings. Now this is a strange thing, it would seem, because we know rabbis learn out there 39 types of work we're not allowed to do on the Shabbos. So we need to understand over here why in the world the Torah singles out one of them. And Moshe tells him, don't do this. What about everything else? The Zohar tells us, Hacha, over here, East Raza de Raza, there's the secret of secrets. Now, all the Zohar are secrets. Secret of secrets is even deeper level. All the Zohar is drawn from Kifin, the surrounding lights, and Bina, the secret of secrets, only in the Kesser, way up there. Le'inu di yadi chokma si'ilot, to those that know the supernal wisdom, way up above, the Moch Stima, famous of the Kesser. Raza de Shabbos, the secret of Shabbos. Well, Moch Arad, holds explained by the friends. We have a whole other piece of Zohar that starts the secret of Shabbos and tells us about the unity that shines in all the worlds in Shabbos, the additional soul we get. And it's a paragraph that's recited at the beginning of the receiving of the Shabbos, Friday Eve. Avol razado ismasu l'chakim el yonin. But this mystery was given over to the high sages. Dor Shabbos raza ilohu, that behold Shabbos is the eternal secret. So Shabbos, this means is completely in the world of Atzilus. Gives us connection all the way up to the Kesser. Therefore, because of that, we're not allowed to light a fire in all our dwellings to awaken any level anything to do with low will, to be a seer and a seer. We have to do something, awaken. The fire comes from above on Shabbos. There's nothing for us to do. In all of our dwellings, the fire of the Shekhinah is shining. So to awaken a lower level of fire is considered foreign. It's considered like an insult to the king. And this is a general principle of all the 31 types of work. Not to try and fix anything, rectify anything. Light is clean and shine. There's nothing to do. It's been included in Hashem's infinite light. It's accomplishing through resting, through shvita, cessation, the passive aspect, the positive state of nothingness. That's why it's a special time of Shabbos to meditate, for a person to turn off from the outside things, external stimuli, and to be introspective and to go within, to find universes of things to connect with Hashem, experience Hashem the highest level. Special gift of the Shabbos Hashem gave to us. We use it, we have to Vayakel Moshe. Moshe refers to the das of a person, person's mind. It gathers all the das, so all the congregation of, which is 10. As the Gemara learns, congregation refers to 10 people, referring to the 10 spheres of his soul. In Israel, children of Israel, which means all the positive aspects of his 10 attributes, the quality of the soul, and the most divine place. And through that, to experience Hashem from all the aspects of himself, all the places he can connect. Where it's open on Shabbos, it's not available in the week to that degree. Hashem give us the light of Shabbos to merit this high connection. We gathered all the different, from all the fragmentation that we experience in the week, and just to feel one with ourselves, one with Hashem, one with everyone else. To this, the collective unity will shine. Raise up the entire universe, be included in the Ein Sof, and feel the Shabbos of light, intrinsic bliss and pleasure Hashem created the world for, experiencing His Shekhinah, divine presence.